Now, without further ado, I'd like to welcome my guest to this morning's programme, and it's the one and only, the coach of the century, Mr. Ken Molloy.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and welcome to Lifeline, Ken. And we're going to be talking this morning about the upcoming fight that's taking place this weekend in the Artane Beaumont Recreation Centre. The one and only Barbara Delaney will be fighting to retain her title. Now, Ken, are you going to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to point out that it's not actually a defence, it's a challenge. It's that both girls are challenging for a vacant title.
Okay.
Barbara already has 6 world titles, but this one she doesn't own. Both of them don't own it. So both of them will be coming in as contenders, and one of them will be leaving as the champion.
Right.
And it's a WIMAAO professional world title over 10 rounds. And it's Night of the One, that's the name of the show. It's based all around Babs, Beaumont Bomber, the Celtic Princess herself, the one Barbara Delaney.
The Celtic Princess, the one, the Beaumont Bomber. I love it. I love it. Absolutely great. And as we were talking to you before there, Ken, and everybody out there knows that Barbara is a local girl. And am I correct in saying, Ken, that she's the most decorated woman in Ireland?
I can't think of anyone more decorated. I remember asking Joe Canning a while ago, could he remember male or female, anyone with more titles? And he couldn't. And Joe goes back. Jesus, he goes back for years in the sport, and if anyone could remember, he could remember. I stand corrected if anyone wants to ring in, but at the moment, as far as I know, Barbara is the most decorated. Yes.
Yes, she is. The one and only Barbara Delaney, the most decorated woman in Ireland. Woo! Now, we're going to be having a little bit of that later on, a little bit of Rocky, but I just had to show my app off to Ken there.
You were determined to get that in, I know.
I was so determined to get that in, and there's loads of people going around with that app. And but like that now, we're talking about Barbara and her being the most... that's some achievement, though, Ken, for somebody so young, you know. And
loved that. That's a private joke between me and Barbara, by the way.
Oh, you don't be calling her old, do you?
No, God, no. I'm old. No.
Cheeky you, Ken. Cheeky.
You have to keep the training fun. You know what I mean? You can't have it. It's a very serious kind of thing. You have to keep it kind of fun, you know.
Has it been a tough road, Ken, the last few weeks for you?
Can you remember the date I was in the last time with you?
I think you were here about 6 weeks ago.
Was it? This was the start of heavy training. Been a long road, as the song goes. It's been a long road getting from there to here. Yes, it has. She's made her way. We've had some tough training sessions. She's been out on the roads. She's had some tough spars. Again, big shout out to Paddy Delaney and Fisbury Boxing Club for providing us with the spars down there. And they were tough. We're talking about... Irish boxing champions coming in for 10 rounds back to back with Barbara.
So no way.
The lads were coming in fresh every second round. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Barbara was just. What was great down there was the place is hammered busy. And it's a small little place, and the place would stop when we walked in, and Jennifer would come in as well, because Jennifer was trying for her own fight.
I was going to ask you about Jennifer in a minute.
And we'd walk in, and we'd get warmed up, and you'd see them all looking at us the corner of the eye, and we had a teaser poster up on the post, up on the bulletin board, and Babs would walk in anyway, and people were kind of saying, who was she, you know, give her 6 world titles. Anyway, she'd get in, and these lads would get in, and lads now, not girls, lads would get in and spar her.
And she's fighting against fellas as well?
Oh, yeah.
Not a bother to her?
And one would get in, spar her, and the two of them, hammer and tong, he'd get out then his actually was his cousin. His cousin was 2 brilliant boxers. One of them was on the show, as a matter of fact. The other fella get in, the two of them go hammer and tong, and this would go for 5 rounds, battered in each other. And then Jennifer get in with another girl there that's actually fighting the show as well, Mary, and she'd do a 5 rounds. Barbara get back in then and do another 5 rounds, but by the end of the night everyone was standing and applauding. Everyone was clapping on the back.
Yeah.
Really showed her true fighting spirit there.
So she's been keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, she's very busy. In between this, like, you know, we run the show, myself and Colin and Barbara and my wife Tina and Shane as well. We run the show, everything gets done by us. So, you know, we have to do all the paperwork and we have to do all the promotion, posters, banners, everything, you know, organise the fights, everything has to be done. So there's a lot more for her than just training for the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what she was just ringing me there for, a little bit of paperwork left to be done.
Oh.
Yeah. It's been a long road getting here. She's tired, but she's raring to go. She's going to get a little bit of kip now over the next couple of days. And yeah, she's going to get in the ring and she's going to do the business for us.
Get in the ring! That was Guns N' Roses, wasn't it? Wow. If I'm not mistaken, Ken. Get your bottle of Coke into you there now, Ken, and I'm glad to see it's diet. We were talking about that the last time that you were here as well, Ken, about the diet and how hard it is for, you know, sticking to a very healthy diet.
Buying a horse.
You do actually look as if you're after losing weight.
It's probably out of stress more than anything else.
Yeah, I'd say so. Have you lost?
Thank you, Leslie. I was on the scales there yesterday and I'm down about 4 kilos actually, so I'm kind of happy with that.
Come here, what's kilos now? Listen, I'm an old fashioned girl.
2.2 pounds in a kilo.
2.2 pounds. So come on, will you just give us a DLM? What's it, a stone?
No,
a
stone was about 12, 13. Barbara will give you the maths on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'm down 4 kilos. Like that's like double Dutch to me. How many kilometres an hour is that?
Okay, 1 kilo is a bag of sugar.
Okay.
Yeah,
so 1 kilo is a bag of sugar. A pound is a bag of sugar?
No.
A pound is a lump of butter? Look, we won't talk about that.
Right, we'll move on a bit.
Let's move back on to it.
It's too early in the morning for
that. Here, salad bags. Okay, bags is a salad. Let's move on. Now, the last time that we were talking, we were saying about you have to be your exact weight and that in some circumstances that they'd be weighed in before the fights a few hours.
She will be. She'll be weighed in, what day is today? Today's Thursday. She'll be weighed in tomorrow.
Okay.
The Spanish will fly in and at some stage we'll organise the weigh-in. The two girls have to get under 48. Now, Barbara's made her weight, so she would have been sitting around and she'll tell you herself. That's my phone, sorry. I should have turned down the sound on the phone. It's probably horrible, I bet you. I ain't gonna be sick.
We'll see now in a minute, but listen.
Oh, it is, 8.8 pounds. She's just getting back with the maths. It is.
Thank you, Barbara, so much. At least somebody's paying attention.
Exactly. She was, I want to say she was sitting up around the 51 mark, the 51 kilo mark, but she's down around, I want to say 46, 47 now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but like she's cut, like she's really cut. Like, she'll get on the scales, make her weight, and then she'll go off and enjoy a good feed then after.
She was saying that the last time. Well, we're going to talk to her in a few minutes and we're going to find out all the information about what Barbara is craving after the fight. But listen, without further ado, Ken, will we have a little song?
It's not going to be Survivor by any chance, is it?
Well, come on. Give me a break. I'm after going through fire and water to get this song for you. But, we have to play it. And anybody who is tuned our way, please, 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 if you are at a loose end this Saturday night, please come and join us down in the Recreation Centre for Barbara's Challenge. I will be there. And come here, I'm going to tell you now, just loads of people going.
Brilliant.
The old school people from Beaumont will be there.
That's what you want. Yeah. That's what you want.
All the neighbours as
come
well.
Come on, Beaumont, get out
come
there.
On, Beaumont, come at on, Beaumont, at the Recreation Centre. Let's be having yous on Saturday night. Now, Ken, are you satisfied now? I've played the eye of the tiger for you there now. And we have Barbara on the line. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. And more importantly, darling, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Really looking forward to Saturday.
You're not nervous, are you?
Of course I'm nervous. God, nerves is good, though. You know what I mean? If you weren't nervous, there'd be something wrong with you, I think.
Yeah, you have the old adrenaline is pumping there.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Well, come here, I tell you something. You have the Ken fella in fighting form here as well. Well done. He's nearly had to lose over 0.5 stone. Good for you working that one out for us there, Barbara. Talking in kilos. Last night, you remember me on the phone to you last night and you were talking about the fight and how it works and the many rounds. I'm like, what now? Hold on a minute. You have to wait until today to tell us that. Now, so the fight is going to be, is it 10 rounds of 2 minutes or something like that?
That's 10 2-minute rounds, that's right.
Could it end before the 10 rounds is up?
I hope so.
Well, I hope so too, yeah. Yeah, I knock around, here's my prediction, I'll knock around the 5th and we'll all go home early.
We won't be going anywhere, we'll be going up to that bar. Or come here, we'll bring you down to the A1 chip or Barbara, okay?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's actually a craving, a bag of chips, I have to say.
Oh, really, Barbara, are you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Just, I'm sorry where Ken lives as a chipper. When you walk into his house, you can just smell the chips the whole time. Well, yeah, so definitely a bag of chips.
Well, Dan, come here, Barbara. The world is your lobster, and when you are finished knocking your woman out on Saturday, we'll head over to the old A1 chipper. What's your favourite chipper in Beaumont, by the way? Chippers are a great thing, aren't they? Everyone has their favourite.
And I like the one at the other end, is Alex's.
Where's that one?
Well, you won't be getting sponsored all the rest of them now, will you?
I know.
The one at the Beaumont House.
Oh, the one at the Beaumont House. Just a quick text in there. Good morning, Barbara, and best of luck on Saturday. And that's coming in from Wendy Gifford. Now, there you go.
Very good. Thanks very much.
And I know that we had a few people on Facebook there liking the post as well. So thanks to them. Everyone is behind you, Barbara. Do you feel like that this is creating a bigger buzz than any of your other fights before that you've had that took place in your own community?
Yeah, I have to say, definitely. Since the last one. I don't know whether social media has a lot to do with that, or I don't know what it is. But
well, you have to thank Near FM as well. And Leslie, you can't take that.
Absolutely. Leslie, I think you've done it all. I think you were brilliant. Yeah, you've been brilliant.
I'll give you that $50 later. Go away with that. Listen, you were in the Northside People as well. They've done a great article on you there. Everybody reads the Northside People. Do you know what I mean? And that was a huge thing for you there. Congratulations on that piece. And your photograph was fantastic there. We were standing with all your belts. Did you take that, Ken? Yeah. Did you? Well,
I wrote
done.
It and took it. There you go.
Yeah. So, we all love our little free paper that comes in the door. I know mine, where I live, and my Northside People comes in, and me and our county leader come in, and they're on my worktop beside me cooker, and when us mammies, when we're peeling the potatoes or we're stirring the stew or whatever, we're always having a little flick through these papers. And that's, I'd say, you know, everybody now is kind of like, because the headline was fantastic that they used, I think something to the effect Beaumont, I know I shared it last night, Ken, I can't remember the actual
headline, weekend kickboxing feast.
Yeah, Barbara Delaney goes ballistic. What's your woman's name?
Cathy Diaz
is atrocious.
Pack woman, that's her nickname. Strange one.
Pack woman. Okay, right, pack woman. What, does your little yellow yolk goes around eating things?
There you go.
Okay. The nerves is not getting to you anyway. By the sounds of things, you're really like on top form, Barbara, and it's great.
I know, I am in good form. Looking forward to it. A bit nervous, but like I'm just really looking forward to it now. It's like, come on, bring it on.
Yeah, and whatever happens, happens, and you know
exactly.
What I mean.
Exactly, that's it. I've done all the training, do you know what I mean? So I just have to rely on all the training and stick to it, you know what I mean? That's the plan.
Yeah, and I mean, you're a fantastic role model as well to young people out there who are, you know, trying to get into a sport and, you know, being the most decorated woman in Ireland as well. People will look up to you for that. And, you know, we spoke about this the last time you were on, Barbara, about kids out there that are looking to get into a sport, and particularly the ladies. You know, it's a great way to get fit, as Ken will back me up on that one.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah.
And Barbara, how many nights a week are you training? Every night, is it?
Well, coming up to this fight, I was training twice a day, 6 days a week. We've eased off a little bit this week now, but up to then, yeah, it's like been twice a day in the mornings before work. I'd either be out running on the road, or else I'd be doing weights and then go to work, and then straight from work to the gym, and I'd be doing a couple of hours in the gym then before I go home.
What she's also been doing, what she's not saying, is sometimes she'd leave at lunchtime and come down to me and we'd train, and then she'd go back to work and train then later in the afternoon.
Well,
there'd be a lot of work in this, a lot of work for this.
Barbara, you're just non-stop. Like, I mean, honest to God, if anybody deserves it, you really, really do deserve it. I'm going to be so excited. I can't wait for Saturday night. I really can't. And just also texted in there from Amanda and Stephen Dial. Best of luck on Saturday. And we'll be all there on the side cheering for you. And that's coming in from your Beaumont buddies.
That's nice. That was brilliant.
And so, Barbara, I'm telling you now, I can't wait. Now, Barbara, what's the thing that you're really looking forward to the most? Have you met this girl before?
No, I haven't met her before. So, I've never seen her. You're real nervous on the day going in, and the whole day you can't sit easy, you're getting nervous, and then when you get into the ring, even going in, you're in fight mode, and the minute the bell goes, all the nerves go, and it's then you're into work. Do you know what I mean? So,
now, I might point out now, the girls don't really, they're nervous about each other. They meet and they shake hands, they do a weight, and then they vanish. After the fight, now they'll sit down and have a chat. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, yeah, it's a fight. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're playing a game of bowling or tiddlywinks or anything. You know what I mean? You're going to get in and hit each other at the end of the day. Do you know what I'm saying? So I've gone to a lot of fights with Barbara, and we've obviously been a bit standoffish. They've been a bit standoffish. But after the fight, win, lose, or draw, you tend to be friends at the end of the day. It's a sport at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But, yeah, that's it.
You want to win, don't you? That's it. I mean, she's coming over not to lose. We're bringing her over to beat her up. I mean, that's being honest. So...
After
that's all said and done, there's no harm being friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love it. Oh, Ken, you're deadly. You have a great way with words, hasn't he, Barbara?
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
Well, that's the bottom line. I mean, be honest with you.
Yeah. I know it is. That's it. Like, as he said beforehand, it's all, you're put each other out and all, but like the fight's over, as it's a sport, and shake hands. I'll probably buy her a drink after or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Windows are dropped, you know. That's what
here,
it is.
Come here, Barbara. Sure, listen, we might bring her over to the chipper with us. We'll see. We might.
She probably want to sit in the grass then after that.
But well, that's good. Like, you know what I mean. At least that there's no animosity there between you. After, at the end of the day, you're professionals. I'm sure that girl has been training hard as well, and
I've seen pictures of her online, and she normally fights heavier than Barb. Barb is very difficult to get a match for because of her weight.
Yeah.
She normally fights around, I'm guessing, somewhere between 50 and 53. The fights we've watched online, she's been around 52, 53, and she looks very big. But she'd done her own bit of a press conference there the other day, and she had pictures up on Facebook. My God, she's had to lose her weight away for this.
No way.
Yeah.
Ken, if she's losing that weight, then Barbara, would she be losing a bit of power?
It's hard to say. I think over 10 rounds, she's going to feel it. If she's after dropping that much weight, she's going to feel it over 10 rounds. That's what I think. And for me, I'm naturally kind of around this weight, so I think I've an advantage, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Plus the experience. But look, at the end of the day, look, she's coming over the way. Someone's after offering the world title at the end of the day, and they don't come around that often, do you know what I mean?
Definitely
don't.
She's coming over here to do our best. Look, and I know, and Barbara knows from experience, we've got offered world titles, and we've gone over, and we've done it. We've walked into the Lions Den, and we took belts. So it could easily happen, do you know what I mean? This is not like a walk in the park for Barbara. This girl is coming over. She's an opportunity to trust upon her that doesn't come along that often. I mean, she's fought for smaller titles, but I don't know if this is a fourth world title fight, but she's not coming over. She's done the work. Hasn't done the work. Barbara's going to pull her up short, but I mean, she knows. She scoped Barbara out in line. She knows what she's getting in against. She's going to come over and win. She's got ding, ding, bell, round one, boom. She's going to go, you know?
Yeah.
And she fights, I won't say similar to Barbara, but she likes to come forward, and Barbara comes forward. The two of them are going to meet in the centre of the ring, and it's going to be
kick the crap out of each other.
That's it.
I love it, Barbara.
It's going to be one of these cagey ones where you move around and try and suss each other out. The girls will just hit and explode. And like Barbara says,
it's not like Barbara normal girls fighting, pulling your hair and scrubbing you.
Big pair of gloves on, 10 ounce gloves, and out they go, and it'll be proper technical fighting. And from your perspective, from the spectator's perspective, it's going to be a spectacle. You're going to love it, because it's not like three rounds. It's a long, you settle in. It's going to be all 45 minutes long. You settle in, you're going to see tactics, you're going to see blood, sweat and tears. You're going to see sometimes Katie getting the upper hand, you're going to see sometimes Barbara getting the upper hand. You'll probably see somebody getting a punch and the crowd's going to lift you. She might get a punch on Barbara, and the crowd's going to be oohing and ahhing. It's going to be a spectacular show. It really is.
I don't know, I just think that this thing now, do you know that I know I'm not really as experienced as you guys, but I'm trying to pick it up now over the last few weeks, Ken, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing that you're saying there about your woman having a dramatic weight loss, like, I would be, you know, thinking to myself there, so this, she probably isn't used to fighting at this weight.
I can't say that. I know she's had a lot of fights at a heavier weight, but you see, what happens is she'll get it. When I ask you to fight, I set the weight. You don't want it, you don't take it, I get someone else.
Yeah.
So what happens is, if somebody came along and said to her, will you fight us at such and such a weight, say 52, 53, it's up to you to take the fight. So you're kind of filling out to take that fight. Or else you don't take it, simple as that. Now, we asked her to fight at 48.
Yeah.
She can't come in and say, I won't fight you at 48. She either takes the fight, the world title fight that we offered at 48, or we get someone else, you know, and she decided to take the fight, so it was up to her to make the way.
And what weight are you, Barbara?
Well, this morning I was 47.2, so by Saturday I will be probably 49, is the plan.
Yeah.
Just as well they can't hear you in Spain, Barbara, isn't it?
Sorry?
I said it's just as well they can't hear you in Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
But hold on a minute now. We are live on the World Wide Web there, Kionid. And we're on webcam and we're live streaming it. Come here, listen, can I tell you? I'm sure your woman probably is checking out your Facebook. She's probably stalking you in
Instagram. Oh, yeah, they've been on. They've been on liking stuff.
Listen, they have been, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they probably are stalking you. Because, I mean, we all love a bit of stalking, let's face it.
But in saying that, like, she'll weigh in or whatever she weighs in at, and she'll put on weight before the fight as well. She'll go to the chipper or whatever the Spanish version of a chipper is over here. And she'll get a bag of noodles or whatever the hell you get, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but does she not have to keep it down before she
goes? No, once you make the weight, do what you want.
No, once the weigh in is tomorrow, once I've done the weigh then I can go in at 50 kilos on Saturday, it doesn't make a difference.
But you're going to wait to pig out, are you?
Oh, yeah.
We will. Well, no, not necessarily. No, she'll go when she'll eat healthy. She'll go and fill up a lot of protein, a lot of carbs before the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's not going to get onto McDonald's and stuff her face, like, you know, with lots of fat and pies or anything like that. But she'll eat healthy.
Definitely a lot of protein. I'd say,
and
that's it.
Yeah.
Big steak.
Oh, can you? So you'd be able to have a steak before the fight.
Yeah, no, it might have been tomorrow night, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I have to weigh in and give myself a big steak.
Come here, I'm just looking at Ken with his T-shirt, and I remember the last time you were up here, I was promised one of them, Barb. Do you not remember him saying that?
Saturday's not here yet.
Actually,
do you know what? I said it to Barbara the other day, but I bet you it went
I
in there.
I knew you were going to bring that up. Yeah. Just when she said it there, it's like, crap, I forgot.
I know.
Yeah, that was my job. Sorry.
I'm quite put out. I was going to wear the black T-shirt with my black leather leggings.
So you get me the trouble, Barbara. Are you happy?
listen, we'll have a fire for Saturday. How about that?
Okay, right. And right, sure. I'd be wearing the black trousers and the black top uniform, my father wore, we call it. But you can't go wrong, but they're lovely tops. I'm just looking at them now. I love the silver crests on the side.
You'll be sorted for Saturday, Leslie.
Rocktastic.
I'm actually wearing the tracksuit, the going away tracksuit. Look, they have a different gear on than they had.
We had the
hoodie on the other day. I thought I'd wear the tracksuit today for you.
Come here, I'm not going to push it now. The t-shirt will do me. I'll have a little cross one if you don't mind.
The tracksuits are very sweaty. You're baking them.
You're sweating buckets now. Yeah. Buckets. But, well, Barbara, listen, till I tell you, I'm so excited for you on Saturday and I'm really looking forward to seeing you. You have everybody behind you. Everybody is rooting for you. You've loads of fans out there. Things are really, really taking off for you. I mean, things are really taking off for you, as in they've took off for you already. Like, you can't really, when you win this,
hopefully,
you know, you can't really go any higher. You've really achieved it all, hasn't she, Ken?
So
just keep it together and keep being positive and it'll all work out, and I just can't wait to see you on Saturday. But like, I probably won't see you till after the fight, or what I mean, because wouldn't be like to be putting you off.
No problem. Well, listen, thanks so much, Leslie.
Not at all,
your fans, don't forget your fans.
Go on,
Barbara.
You there, sir?
Yeah.
No, I just want to thank some of the sponsors. Swan Catering was one. They've been brilliant. Paddy Burke as well. Also, Eddie Grace as well has been brilliant. And Paddy Wafer. And then there's a few other people as well. Arcade Aquatics, Audio Trans, and the Woodmill Cafe, and the A1 Pub as well.
And let's not forget the wreck themselves.
Yeah.
And actually, the rec have been brilliant as well. Yeah, they've been really good. And when we needed somewhere to train, they'd give us a room no matter where. They'd always find somewhere for us. So, shout out to them. Thanks so much.
Well, listen, Barbara, come here. We're all rooting for you. And you are our local hero. And I'm going to batter that Ken fella if he doesn't ease up on you. Don't be minding him now.
After this, we're planning a holiday. So we are going away. We're going to sit in the pool for a while in November.
There'll be no
batter than after this. Jennifer's getting the old bait after this, and then we're just going to cabbage out for a while, and we're so looking forward to that. We're going after the Canaries.
Lovely. Barbara, come here. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. And as from
Thanks so much, Leslie. Not at all.
And for myself, all the Beaumont crew, the Beaumont Cookies, the Shades, especially your, you know, the disco group that your sister was in, all of them, they'll be all there. They'll be all there on Saturday night. We love you, Barbara. And we're just all, we've all have our fingers, legs, everything crossed for you. Best of luck. And come here. We'll see you then. And we'll be able to tell the listeners, for anyone that can't make it, what the outcome is next week.
Thanks very much, Leslie. Cheers. Thanks a million.
Okay. Now, we'll be back in a moment, folks, and we'll talk to Ken after this quick break. We were talking to the one. That's right. Get in the ring. The one and only Barbara Delaney. And Ken is still here in studio with me. And,
hello.
Hello. Can you hear me all right there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Bert.
Just give it out to me since the mic is too far away, but I moved it now. So
come here. You like all the men. You have to nearly show yous. Come here. Give us your hand and I'll show you that now. Goodbye. I'm only joking. Jesus, I'll be battered myself before I get out of here. Now, listen, Ken, we were just talking there. What do you want to bring up that we were discussing?
Well, look, there's a couple of other fights in the bill people might be interested in. There's one in particular that I want to draw your attention to. Here, take that. Look, show you, because I have a few more of these.
When you say take that.
The one on the top right hand side. You see the Legends one?
Yes.
Legends title 3x2. Guy called Dave Cowley and Stuart Beattie. Now, I'd like to point out, Stuart is, I hope I'm getting his age right, Stuart is about 58, 59.
Right.
And Dave himself is around the 50 mark.
He's
either 49 or 51 or 50. He's in around there somewhere. I don't want him giving out to me if I get his age wrong, so I know he's up around that mark as well.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of what I mean. When I was 15 and I trained in when I trained in Fisburn in the Irish Academy of Martial Arts, or later was the Magendo Kickbox University, Dave was coming in and out. And Dave was an adult.
Yeah.
As I was a kid. And Stuart, I used to meet a tour with Stuart from Belfast, Dave's from Dublin. And Stuart trained under the guy I trained under as well, in Magendo. But he had his own club up in Belfast. I used to run into him at shows and he occasionally do the odd course in Fisbury and all. And again, he was an adult when I was 15.
Yes.
I've gone through my fighting. I come out to the end and now I'm coaching. These guys are getting back into the ring.
Yeah.
These are legends in truest sense. And this fight itself, with the exception of Barbara, has gained a lot of interest. These guys are very popular. As I said, I've been on builds where I've posters at home with me on it and Dave Cowley on it. And as I said, I fought one of Stuart's lads for an Irish title. Stuart has got 10, 15, maybe years of me, 20 years of me. Dave's got a good 10 years of me. I've finished fighting. I packed up fighting. I finished knocked on the head. These guys are still at it.
Yeah,
These guys are still going. This has generated an awful lot of interest. And without Barbara, this fight here is going to be worth the admission money to get in and see alone. This is a Legends title fight, so they're going to be fighting for a belt. Both guys are training really hard.
Are they both of the Dublin guys?
No, Stuart's from Belfast and Dave's from Southside somewhere. Actually, he's got a gym over there at Southside somewhere.
Oh no, you wouldn't know who to be up for the Southsiders or the Belfasters.
I'm not even going to touch that, but look, I'm just pointing out these guys are great guys, and that particular scrap is going to be barnstormer and well worth the price of admission alone. And you've got a couple of other fights on there. You got Steve McAfee there. He's defending his title. He won the title on the show we run last year against, all right, I want to get this right. Okay, here we go. Please don't. You know what? You know, just anyone look at the poster. I can't pronounce it now. Lovely guy.
Apara Gitan.
He's a lovely guy. He trains over in Mead Street with Filippo Fusco. Stephen McAfee, he's the champion, and that's going to be another barnstormer. He trains over with Liam Whelan. Richard Coyley down the bottom there, he's fighting Neil Ryan. Richard, that's going to be another barnstormer. And then Leslie over the other side, that's a prestige fight. See the girl there, Stacey Doherty?
Yeah.
She's Stuart's fighter. So the guy over her, the guy was just telling you, is Stuart Beattie.
Yeah.
She's a world champion in her own right. I think she's a couple of world titles herself. And she's fighting Lindsay there. Lindsay's the girl that was helping me sparring Barbara for this show.
Right.
She's a cracker fighter as well. And that's going to be another cracker. Everyone there, all the ones that's there on the poster is going to be cracking fights. They're all the top bills.
prestige fight.
Prestige fight, there's no title fight.
Okay.
Lindsay is actually, I helped get her to fight in November. She's off to Italy in November. There's a world championship thing going on after her fight in October. Me and Barbara, with my beautiful wife and kids, will be sitting on the beach in the Canaries at that stage. But the rest of the crew will be all heading over to the world championships, and they're doing this thing over there where Lindsay was offered, I was rang up by the head of the WI, Nigel, and they're doing this combined WIMAAO, WKA world title, and I was asked to try and source a fighter, and I asked Liam Whelan, big shout out to Liam if he's listening.
How are you, Liam?
And he came back with Lindsay, and we got in touch with Lindsay, and Lindsay wants to take the fight. So she's using her fight against Stacey as a warm-up fight for this other world title fight, to be another 10 rounder that's going to be on in Italy.
Yeah.
And it's a double world title as well, so that's going to be a fantastic fight, and good luck to both girls and everyone on the bill there, and good luck to Lindsay then in our world title fight in November.
But wait, now would they be, Ken? Lindsay's up and
around
Stacey.
Lindsay's up around the 60 kilo mark, somewhere around there. Both of them, big girl. Like she's got, my Barbara was sparring, she's bouncing off her, you know what I mean?
Okay, and what age would she be?
Oh, God, I don't want to say anything about ages in case I get myself into trouble.
We won't say anything.
Yeah, but say
listen, genuinely, we won't go into the age. You're looking like spring chickens in any way. okay. They sound like fantastic fights. Now, the Dave Crowley and Stuart Beattie, I'd say that they're probably going to be bringing loads of people
They are. There's lots of interest online about this one. Tina was only telling me some guy in the job came in to her. Now, she works in Clearwater, I think. She's a manager up there. Some guy came in last week and he said, did you know what about this show that's on in our town? And she goes, yeah, well, we're running it, you know. And he goes, I believe Dave Cowley's fighting on it. You know, he's a legend in his own right. That word legend that's over his name is exactly right. He's a legend. And Stuart's a legend up there in Belfast as well,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
two of them are legends in the sport. It's just going to be a cracking fight. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to get to see it because I'll be in Mormon with Barbara. But
yeah.
That's going to be a cracker. I'm really, really looking forward to it. That's going on second last. Dave, Stuart, if I listen, sorry, but you're going on second last. You know what I mean?
So first of all, the first fight is going to be Stephen McAfee and Anand Aparajahan.
That's not the running order, so to say, but they'll be the last four or five fights. There's another Irish title fight as well. I forget the Barbie, if you're there, can you text me the name of the Cork girl? It's Orla O'Brien, I think, and Billy Murphy's girl. I can't think of her name, but it was a late entry onto the team. That's why it's not on the poster. Barbara, get back to me with the names. I'm sure she's listening still, and I let you know who that other. So there's actually four title fights, and one prestige fight on the bill as well. You're listening, Pat? You texted me over the name. I can't think of her name offhand.
Ken, am I doing your head in with that little rip there?
Yeah, I'm going to reach over there and get that phone off, you know, in a minute.
Come here, I tell you. Barb, I'm getting really excited. Now I have goosebumps and everything at the thoughts of it. And all of the fighters there, Dave Crowley, Stuart Beattie, Richie Kiley, Neil Ryan.
Here she comes. Hang on, I'll give you the names now. Hang on.
Lindsay and Stacey. I mean, all the people that are fighting.
Sorry, Leslie. It's Alice Power, and she's from Billy Murphy's in Wexford, and she's fighting Orla O'Brien. That's another Irish title, but it was actually announced later after we'd done the poster, so it wasn't on the poster.
Oh, well, listen, I think that everybody that's going to be involved in the big night, the kickboxing show on Saturday night down in the Wreck and Beaumont, like all these athletes, like, have worked really, really hard to get here.
Yep.
The struggle, the hard work they've put in. We were talking about the diet, the exercise, the weight loss, the weight gain, the impact on their health, their life, their families, everything, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And to see it all coming to fruition, it's great. I mean, I know 6 weeks ago we were on and we were talking about this, Ken, and it seemed like it was miles away. It's on top of us now. The whole community is behind Barbara, the one, and all of the other people who are involved as well on Saturday night.
Don't forget, apart from them, there's the number card as well. There's a lot of kids fighting and stuff. So there's about 15, 16 fights at the moment, you know what I mean? There's like, they're the top builds, so they'll come on last. Yeah, you've ranges from we're looking at 7 year olds all the way up to teenagers. Jennifer's actually going to do a demo as well.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. I was going to ask you about Jennifer. What's on the cards now for Jennifer?
Well, Jennifer's just been training just as hard as Barbara. Jennifer's been out running, you name it, training. She trained with Barbara, so she had to get down her weight as well. So she's roughly now, she's only 14, but she's roughly Barbara's weight, walking around weight, about 50 kilo. Yeah. I had to get down to minus 47 for this fight, not this Saturday but the following Saturday, so I'm over in England the following Saturday with her. So she's just basically training with Barbara. As I said, she's going out to Broadstone sparring down there.
She's got a fight next Saturday.
She's going to fight a demo for me this Saturday
yeah,
and then we're off. Then we'll have a few days where I'll still be sticking the knife into her, so to speak, and then on Friday then we fly out, me and Jennifer fly out on the Friday, and then Tina and Colm and Barbara fly out on the Saturday morning. The fight is Saturday night, and then it's really weird where the fight is in Lincoln. We had to get a really early flight, then Sunday we're back on the flight, I think 6:30 in the morning. It's so crazy out of the morning. Yeah. So we're literally going to get out of the ring and fall into the airport, so it's going to be like a busy weekend, and it's fantastic. The only reason she's not fighting at this build properly and doing a demo, it's a fantastic opportunity. It's just that I came so close to my show that I had to kind of take her off officially off the show, but I couldn't turn it down, you know what I mean?
No, you couldn't.
But she has been training her, I won't say the word, but she's been training her backside off for this fight, really training hard, and school as well. She's been studying back in, so she's kind of tired at the moment.
What class is she in?
She's in third year. She's going to do her junior cert this year. And Tina starts kind of saying, oh, she has to knuckle down now and do. But she's a good student, you know. Margaret Edwards School, not too far from here. Shout out to them as well. But
listen, half the shades, Barbara's crew went to Margaret Edwards, as they used to call it, Maggie's.
Maggie's. But so she's studying and training, but she's a good kid down there, so I don't think they mind too much. I've gone in before and I said, look, Jennifer's going off to do such and such with me for kickboxing, and they'd be always all right down there. Do you understand? It's not like she's off gallivanting her, you know.
Yeah.
She's been doing something. Remember I told you the last one was in about the time Colin was after having the twins, and we had to go over on the boat to do a fight.
Yeah.
With and the bad weather and all. Like I had to take Jennifer with me, and I told the school then that she was coming off to do a corner. You know what I mean? And it was a very unusual thing to say. It's not as if she was off sick or she was off doing. You know, but they were very good about it, and.
But like at the end of the day, Ken, you know, she's an athlete, and it's a career.
It can be a career for her, yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course it is. And it's a way of life as well.
You know what I mean? You have to, you know.
I mean, just people out there, and they're struggling with their health, and they're struggling with their daily lives. And, you know, I think that way you have your daughter so involved at such a young age, such an early age, it's a fantastic. Now, my own nephew is in a boxing club as well.
That's good.
And, you know, the kids out there, karate even, all of the various different sports, no matter what they're in, any sport,
it doesn't matter, any sport, whether you do football or volleyball or kickboxing or box, you name any sport, wouldn't you rather see them doing that than hanging around the streets and corners?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything to get them off the corners. Now, where I live, and I told you where I live, there's a lot of hanging around the corners, and I live over the shop.
Yeah.
And I see them hanging around corners, and I want to keep my daughter away. No, I don't want her hanging around corners. I don't, you know, that's not, you know. So even if she said, "Dad, look, I don't want to do kickboxing anymore. I had enough of it." I totally agree. But she said she wanted to take up knitting classes, and she was into that. I'd let her do it rather than hang around corners. I really, you know,
yeah,
and getting involved in all sorts of bad stuff. You know, I don't want her doing that. You know, any sport, get them involved, get them out there, get them doing it. It's a great thing for them.
Yeah,
it really is.
She is. She's a good girl, Jennifer. And like that, now that's a really big commitment that she's undertaken there between the junior and her.
She helps Barb out in the Sharks class. She helps me out if we're too busy. She'll run the books for me and take in the subs. And I like to expose her to them things, for various reasons. And she's doing really well at school. It keeps her busy. She was even out last, what day is today, Thursday, she was out by Monday with me. We were over in the rec, we have a special kind of, I don't really go into it too much, but we have a special entrance for Barbara coming in on coming into the ring, and we needed to practice it.
Well, where's me up?
We needed to practice it, so the volleyball was on in the rec until 10:30 on Monday, so like I had Reese with me. Reese is only 6, Tina was in work, God love her. So Tina had a car, Barbara had come over and pick me up, go over to the rec. We were all in the rec then practicing this thing until about 12 o'clock that night, and then the two of them were out cold in the back of the car, you know what I mean, coming home.
Fair play to Tina as well. I mean, she's
very supportive. She really is very supportive.
Shout out to Tina.
She'll get this later on. She's actually at a course. She might know, she's the cloud manager over at Tesco. She's a very lovely woman. She helps us all, which is our clothes and knickers or whatever you're buying over there, you know. She's loving me life.
You support you and everything. Come here, Ken. Now, you have me thinking about this entrance. I can't be waiting. Now, come here, listen, we're going to take a quick piece of music and then we're going to come back and before we let you go, and you see, I have to play Pharrell because my life wouldn't be worth living because my friend Tara is tuned in and it's...
I can't tell you much about the walking. You have to be there, by the way. I'm just letting you know. I had to slip it out because I was just telling you about the kids were out late. Yeah. But I can't tell you anything about the walking. I'm sworn to secrecy.
No. I don't want to talk about that. When we come back from the break or from the next piece of music, I want to tell you to give us a little brief on people in the community getting their children involved. Okay?
Sure, yeah, no problem.
And about a club. Oh, Ken, we are going to wrap up the programme now in a second, so hit it.
Okay, if you're interested in coming down to the gym is based in Prussia Street. We have a website. Don't ask me the name of the website, just Google us there, Fight Club Kickboxing. We have a Facebook page as well. Again, you'll have to Google it because I haven't got the... I have it here, hang on. www.facebook.com/fckb.dublin. Also, if you're around the areas, you'll see the posters as well for the show up. They're all over the place. Dominions were out putting them up everywhere. So if you look at the bottom there...
Dominions.
Me. Do you like it?
I love it.
But you'll see a big picture of Barb in the centre and Night of the One, and the numbers are at the bottom if you're interested. Any one of them numbers will get you through to somebody who's either an instructor that'll help you out getting coming down to the gym. And just before they go as well, one more plug for the actual night. Guys, Night of the One kickboxing show, 4th of the 10th this Saturday, Barb. Now look, you have to buy a ticket. You can't be standing trying to look in the window, okay? Because all this is...
I done that the last time.
Yeah. No, don't even go there, okay? So it's indirect. Now, guys, get down and support her, right? Get down and support her, okay? She's one of your own. She's a 6-time world champion. She's a role model for kids. Really, really need to get out there and support her. Come on, guys. I'll see you down there. Come on.
Okay. Ken, tell us about your club quickly before we...
Well, we're a small little kickboxing club. We're going for just over 10 years. And Barbara's the Sharks instructor. So all the little ones come into to Barbara. And then they come on. They graduate into me. And we're a sport and activity. So we're always participating. The show is all over the place. And we do a grading system as well. So the kids can go that route. They can grade and get their black belt as well.
Yeah. And so anybody can get involved in your...
Anybody, any age. You know, any age from 7 right through to 70 if you want to come down.
How can we get in touch with you?
As I said, you get us on online, just even Google my name, Barbara's name, you'll find the website and or Facebook, you'll get the numbers through that.
And the name of the boxing club?
Fight Club Kickboxing.
Homegrown Irish talent. And don't forget, folks, the Night of the One.
Night of the One, everybody. This Saturday.
In the wreck, and it's only down the road from you, in our local community. And what was it the Northside people said? Quick, I just stopped the tip of my tongue. Oh, golly, man.
It's gone.
Okay.
Well, look, pick up the Northside people and read it for yourselves, guys. Go into any Tesco or whatever and pick it up there. And thank you for Northside people for putting that actually in the paper itself.
Lovely. And Ken, thanks a million for coming in.
You're welcome.
And Barbara, if you are still tuned our way, thanks very much. This programme is repeated at 11:30 tonight, by the way. And it'll be also on...
Thank you very much, Stacey, for having us in once or twice. Appreciate that.
Not at all. And it'll be podcasted as well. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who tuned our way this morning. I can't wait for Saturday night. I'm so excited. And Ken, thanks so much for coming in.
You're
all
welcome.
Your tips and your advice. I mean, at the end of the day, Lifeline is a health and wellbeing programme, and we do like to talk about things that people can get involved with that are on their doorstep of their community, basically. So till Saturday night, Ken and Barbara and everybody, the best of luck. For myself, Leslie Murphy, it's been my pleasure sitting here this morning bringing you this programme. Pat Meehan is up next with Northside Today. Till then, slán lá.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Come on, Barbara, we love you.